Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This Pet Minute is brought to you by Cedarside, 100% organic pest control. Safe for people, pets, and premises, cedarside.com.
Oh, that's Warren Eckstein time on the Good Day program. The animal kingdom loves Warren Eckstein. I wonder what he thought about that woman in Cleveland who left. Well, I didn't leave. She dropped her child into the cheetah pit. What I want to know about cheetahs. I want to find out what Warren knows about cheetahs in a moment.
I guarantee you Warren's going to say, poor cheetah.
Poor cheetah, yeah. Get the humans away from me. That could be it, yes. Right. All right. So Warren will be here with all of his pet stories, including the latest on the canine flu. Up and coming here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better? Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so we have this virus, this canine flu, Dr. Warren, that has sickened a lot of dogs in the Midwest. One wonders where this came from. And how the diagnosis is made? What
Maybe
are the signs?
Getting it from the turkeys and the chickens.
You've blogged on this, yeah?
It's a different ball game than the bird flu. And the bottom line is, over 1,000 dogs have already been infected in different parts of the Midwest. The interesting part about it is that it's important for people to know the symptoms, because if caught right away, you know, it can be treated. Things like if your dog is coughing, or if they have nasal discharge, fever, a loss of appetite. They say it's nose-to-nose contact that may be sending it from one dog to another. No fear for humans at this point. So my feeling is this: if you're in any area at this point, and, you know, you think about the virus being in the Midwest, but remember, people travel from the Midwest to the South, to the West, to New York. I just don't know how comfortable I would be taking my dog to any dog park or associating with any large group of dogs at this point, because of that fear. And so I don't know if I would be taking my dog to a dog park at this point. Veterinarians are saying that, you know, in most cases, you know, it can be treated, but I think at this point I would be a little overcautious.
But right now it's just in the Midwest, right?
It's just in the Midwest now. They haven't seen anything.
So, but what started it, though, Warren? Where did it come from?
That's just it. No one knows exactly how it started. It's called the H3N8. It's, you know, that's a different one. Now, this new strain is called the H3N2, and it's been found in animals in China and Korea. So who knows if that's how it was brought over at this point.
Chinese
no one really
monkeys.
Knows.
Yeah. All right.
Now, there is a vaccine for the flu. It's called the parainfluenza shot, which I recommend that all dogs probably get. But this is an entirely different strain of flu, so I don't believe that vaccine would work for it.
Mm. All right. There's a study out about dogs and how they make friends. And it apparently, we were talking last week, I think, I don't know if it was off the air or on the air, about Charlotte and how she used to gaze at me. And I find by looking at this, I picked up something about how dogs look at their owners. And in that way, they trigger a response in the brains of their guardian that helps them bond. I've been talking about this. So what's the story?
Hey, listen, I'm with you 100%. There's something about animals. I don't know what you can describe it. You know, you may have to ask Creston about this, okay, my buddy Creston. But the bottom line is, animals have a sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that when they're with people that they either care a lot about or someone they want to care a lot about, their behavior really warrants the changeover. For example, you know, with Charlotte, it might have been the way she looked at you.
Yeah.
With other dogs and some cats, it's the way they come up and they rub against you.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, we know that being around pets helps alleviate stress, anxiety, and just makes us feel better. So, you know, whatever your dog or cat does to make you smile, remember it. And I mean, what I typically do is get down on all fours, and if you get down on all fours and spend time with your pet, they'll relate better to you.
God love. That's a, what a great suggestion. Thank you. America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America Weekend.